Sechtes Avei Dezara, Daf Mem Test, 19 lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Chesam and Beis at the new Mishnah, and the Mishnah continues to discuss Dinim regarding an Asherah, which is a tree that was served as an Avei Dezara, and Asherah is Asubana, and our Mishnah tells us that even though the tree is Asubana, but Zerin Tachter, Yerakis B'Maisek Shamim, Avalei B'Maisek Hama, then one is allowed to plant vegetables under this tree during the winter, as it's detrimental to the vegetables to be under a tree during the winter, as the tree will produce too much shade, and will block the light, and you're not receiving any hanah from the Asherah, and therefore it's mutter to do so during the winter. However, one cannot plant vegetables underneath an Asherah during the summer, as the Asherah will provide shade for the vegetables, and that will be a benefit for the vegetables, and it's also to have hanah from the Asherah. And Ayin Rashi who states, Zerin Tachter, Yerakis B'Maisek Shomim, She'ilon Gamu Koshlan, Shema Akaba Chamam Lovei. Rashi seems to be bavoning the Maskonas HaGemara, where the Gemara will explain that Tanakama holds that even though certainly there is a benefit for the vegetables being underneath the tree, as the leaves of the tree will fall off the tree during the winter and will act as fertilizer for the vegetables. However, this benefit is counteracted by the fact that the vegetables will not receive sunlight during the winter, and therefore it's mutter to do so. And our Mishnah continues, the Tanakhama tells us, that one is not allowed to plant lettuce or chasa underneath an Asherah, and there is no difference if it's during the summer or during the winter. And as Rashi states, Shasil Yafula Chazeres Lo'ilam, as shade is always beneficial for lettuce. And the Mishnah continues and brings a sheet to Rabbi Yisi, who is Chaylik on the Tanakhama. As Rabbi Yisi states, Afle Yirakas B'Maisek Shamim, and not only is it usa to plant vegetables during the summer, but it's also usa to plant vegetables during the winter. And Rabbi Yisi explains that the reason is, Mepnei Shenevi and Esherasalein Behavalahan Lezevel, that the leaves fall down during the winter, and it falls on top of the vegetables, and the leaves turn into fertilizer, which ultimately are beneficial to the vegetables, and therefore it's also to plant vegetables underneath an Asherah during the winter as well. And the Gemara begins that we just saw in the Mishnah a machlekes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yisi, and the Tanakhama held that's mutter to plant vegetables underneath an Asherah during the winter, while Rabbi Yisi argued and held that you're not allowed to plant vegetables underneath an Asherah during the winter. And the Gemara is bothered, lemeimer Rabbi Yisi sava zevzeh goyim asav rabbanan amri zevzeh goyim mutter. That would seem that this case of our Mishnah is a case of zevzeh goyim, as ultimately these vegetables will grow from a davar mutar as well as a davar asar, as although the leaves that will fall from these trees during the winter and turn into fertilizer and help these vegetables grow are certainly asar ba'ana, but the mice of the ground that the vegetables were receiving its nourishment from is mutar ba'ana. Therefore, this is a case of zevzeh goyim, and the Gemara's havmin is that since we see there are b'yesi holes that it's asar to plant these vegetables during the winter, so it must be they hold that zevzeh goyim is asar, while since the chacham hold that it's mutter to plant these vegetables during the winter, so it must be the chacham hold that zevzeh goyim is mutter. And our Gemara now is ha'ibcha sheminulu l'maisa, we find that the shita seem to be pungfakert, and Rabbi Yisi seems to hold that zevzeh goyim is mutter, and Rabbanan seem to hold that zevzeh goyim is asar. At the tran, as we saw in the Mishnah daf mem gemara beis, where we saw another machlekes between Rabbi Yisi and the chachamim, the Mishnah was discussing what the din is if someone finds a metal kli with the tzura of avodah zarah, and Rabbi Yisi imesh sheichik gzeil ruach oimatal. Rabbi Yisi held that you could either grind it up and throw it to the wind, or you could throw this metal object into the yam. And Amru Loi, the Chacham responded to Rabbi Yisi, Af hi nasa zebel v'nema liyutbet b'yotcham u'ma menachirim. How could you give an etza that you should be sheichik v'zeil ruach? Well, the maisa, when you grind up this metal, then it will turn into fertilizer, and when you throw it into the wind, it will fall onto the ground and be mashpich the kaka. And the Pasuk tells us in Pashas Ekev that it's also to have enough from Avodah Zarah. And the maisa, by the fact Rabbi Yisi states that he could be sheichik gzeil ruach, it must be because he holds that even though there will be fertilizer that will go onto the ground, but the maisa, any vegetation will grow from the ground as well, and zevzeh goyim is mutar. And the chacham who argue on Rabbi Yisi, and they hold that this is not a good etzah, they must hold that zevzeh goyim is asar, and there's punk faket from what we just saw. And as the Gemara states, kashid rabbanon ad rabbanon, and kashid rabbesi ad rabbesi. And the Gemara continues with the first of its terutzim, as the Gemara states, bishleim and rabbesi ad rabbesi le kasha. That really Rabbi Yisi holds that zevzeh goyim is asar, and that's why Rabbi Yisi holds in our Mishnah that one is not allowed to plant vegetables during the winter months. And the chiluk between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Daf Mem Gimel is because the Mishnah Daf Mem Gimel is not a case of zevzeh goyim, as since the Yisrael wants to get rid of this avodah zarah by being sheichik v'zeil ruach, his intent is to destroy the avodah zarah and get rid of the avodah zarah. Therefore, although it's Yisrael that's trying to be
mevatel this avodah zarah, but ultimately, since he's completely destroying the avodah zarah, so it's no worse that avodah kechavim shenishtaber me'ala. And as Rashi states, hilkach leka zev zegerim shere inkan isel kolkach, as there is no longer a major isel over here, as even Rabbanon on that mem bezum and aleph didn't ask avodah zarah shenishtaber me'ala only because of gzira dilma magbele etc. And that's why Rabbi Yisi holds that one could be sheichik v'zeil ruach. However, in our Mishnah, the leaves that fall off the ashira, which turn into fertilizer, that is something which is daka b'kach. And as we learned in Daf Mem Beis, that in avodah zarah batila derech kedilasa. Therefore, certainly our Mishnah is a case of zev zegerim, and Rabbi Yisi holds that zev zegerim is asar, and therefore he holds that even during the winter, one is not allowed to plant vegetables underneath the ashira. However, the Gemara continues that even though you have a way to explain why there's no stira in the words of Rabbi Yisi, but el rabbanah drabbanan kasha, but certainly we still have a stira in the words of Rabbanan, as in our Mishnah was mashma that Rabbanan holds zev zegerim is mutar, and meanwhile in the Mishnah Daf Mem Gimel, the Rabbanan stated afhi nasa zevel, and it seems clear that the Rabbanan hold that zev zegerim is aser, and because of this question, so the Gemara states epoch that really the Mishnah Daf Mem Gimel is correct, and Rabbi Yisi holds zev zegerim is mutar, and the Chacham holds zev zegerim is aser, and we just have to switch around the shitas in the Mishnah, and Rabbanan are the ones that state aflo yirakas b'meisek shamim, since they hold zev zegerim is aser, and Rabbi Yisi holds that zev zegerim is mutar. He is actually the Tanava Mishnah that holds that one is allowed to plant yirak underneath the Nashira during the winter. And the Gemara now continues, V'yibayisema, or I could tell you that there's another teretz that really we don't have to switch around the Shitas and the Mishnah, and some are now Goyris, La'ilim le'sepach, Udrabiesad Rabiesi le'kasha kiddushanin, that really we don't have to switch around the Shitas and the Mishnah, and there's no steer in the words of Rabiesi, as we explained previously, that really Rabiesi holds that Zevzeh Goyrim Asa, as we saw in our Mishnah, and even so, Rabiesi holds in the Mishnah Nafam Gimel, that Sheikh Gezer Ruach, as Lemais is not Zevzeh Goyrim, as his intent is to destroy the avodah zarah, and as we previously stated, hasam to cause the ibud mater and hachav like cause the ibud aser. And even though previously we couldn't say this teretz, as the Gemara did not find a good answer as to why there's no stira between the words of Rabbanan, however, our Gemara now explains why there is no stira in the words of Rabbanan. Rabbanan, Rabbanan, nami leikasha, kedam Rab Mari, breid Rav Kana, mashu mashpiach ba'or paygum basa, hachav nami mashu mashpiach b'neviya paygum b'tzel. And really, the Rabbanan also agreed to Rabbi Yisi that Zev Zegerim is Usr, as we find in the Mishnah Daf Mem Gimel, with Rabbanan say to Rabbi Yisi, Afhi Nasa Zevel, and even so, the Rabbanan hold in our Mishnah that one is allowed to plant vegetables underneath the Nashira, as our Mishnah is not considered a case of Zev Zegerim, as there is no Gerim L'Isr. This is based on the din of Rabbi Mari Breder Al-Kana, who explained the Braisa Mesechtes Becheris and Mesechtes Tmur that taught us that when there's Psula and Mekdashin, and for example, there's a behemoth that became a Balmum, and then someone's prayed to that behemoth, and the behemoth now is considered chulin, but even though it's yaitzid chulin, there are still certain dinim of hegdish, and in some ways we still treat it like hegdish. And for example, one is not allowed to skin the animal from its feet, as by doing so it causes more damage to the bust of the animal. And as Rashi explains in Masechtas Bechoreis, that in order to take off the hide in one shot, so they would have to cut the meat in multiple locations, and that would ruin this basar. And the Gemara asks a question on that brisa that lechira, if we will not allow someone that buys this behemoth that is a Balmum from Hegdish to skin the animal from its feet, then certainly someone will pay less for this animal, and that will cause a loss to Hegdish. And Rav Mari Breid Rav Kahana explained and answered that this actually will not cause a loss to Hegdish, as although the buyer of this animal will not be able to skin the animal from its feet, and therefore will have a smaller gain, but ultimately that is counterbalanced by the fact that he won't have to make cuts in the basar, and the basar will actually be worth more. And as Rashi and Agamar states, Vishani Rav Mari, Lekup Seda, the Mashmashpich, and that's why, even though that behemoth is a balmum, we don't allow the person to skin the animal from its feet, as this will be a bazillion of kachim, as he'd be makalkul basar. And similarly, the Rabbanan Mishnah hold that although it's true that there is a benefit for someone for planting vegetables underneath an ashira during the winter, as the leaves will fall down and turn into fertilizer, but that hanav issa that he's getting from the avodah zarah is actually counterbalanced and counteracted by the fact that during the winter it's receiving shade from the tree of Asherah, which is detrimental to the vegetables, and therefore the Rabbanan hold that the case of our Mishnah is not a case of Zev Zegerim, as we don't consider that he's receiving any benefit from the Asherah at all. And Ayin Rabbeinu Chananel who states, El Mishum de Yosef Peikim Atzil Bi Rokos Mimashim Mevich Behen HaZevel Shalomia. And as the Tezra states, V'lichoshev Nena Me'aved Zara Ke'el Kilkul Rabbal HaAnah. And let's keep in mind that although it seems at this point of the Gemara that the Gemara found a way to explain why there's no stira between the Shita Rabbeisi and our Mishnah and the Shita Rabbeisi and Afmem Gimel, as well as between the Shita Rabbanon and our Mishnah and the Shita Rabbanon and the Mishnah and Afmem Gimel. However, in reality, this was only a setup for the next question of the Gemara. And as our Gemara now asks, Vesav Rabbeisi Zevzer Gari Masar, now how can you tell me that based on the Mishnah of Afmem Gimel, we see that Rabbeisi holds that Zevzer Gari Masar, if we will actually prove that Rabbeisi holds that Zevzer Gari is Mutar? And the Gemara will now bring a Raya from a Mishnah Mesechtes Olah, as well as from a Braisa, that Rabbeisi holds that Zevzer Gari is Mutar. And before we continue, let us point out that although we know that the periods of the first 3 years of a tree are Asubana, as they are Olah, however, this Issa only applies to the periods of the tree, and it doesn't apply to any other part of the tree, and for example, to its branches or to its leaves. And our mission now continues and asks a question from the Mishnah Mesechtes Olah, as Batnan, Rabbeisi Oimen, Noitin Yichu Shal Olah, Vein Noitin Ege Shal Olah, Pesu Pri, that Rabbeisi holds that one could plant a branch of Olah and create a new tree, but he's not allowed to plant a nut of Olah, as the periods of Olah are Asubana. Ba'am Rabbi Hudam Rav, Moid Rabbeisi Shim Nata V'Hivich V'Herkev Muta, that Rabbeisi is Moida, that if someone would actually plant a nut of Olah, or if he took a branch of Olah and he bent it into the ground and now created a new tree, or he grafted a branch of an Olah tree onto an older tree, then at some point all of these new growths would be Mutar. And for example, in the case of the nut, after 3 years of waiting for the new Olah period for the new tree, then these periods would be Mutar. Similarly, in the case of Hivrach, then he would have to wait 3 years and then the new tree would be Mutar. However, in the case where he was Hikerv, Lemaisa, this new branch is receiving its nourishment from the original tree, and that tree is already older than 3 years, and therefore would be mutter to eat from these periods immediately. But ultimately, the Gemara proves from the Mishnah in the Masechtas Olah that Rabbeisi holds Zevzer Gari Mutter. Certainly, the original nut of Olah was Asa Ba'ana, and that was planted in the ground, and the ground is Mutter Ba'ana, and even though it's Zevzer Gari, Rabbeisi holds that it would be mutter to eat from the periods of the new tree. And we see that Rabbeisi holds that Zevzer Gari is Mutter, and as Rashi on the last line of Amid states, Almo ki gadol ilan v'toyim periods, havalu hanach periods begromer de egoiz de issa v'kaker de heta, and even so v'ktani mutar. And the Gemara continues that if you will tell me that this may be the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rav, then maybe Rabbeisi really doesn't hold zevzer gari mutar. However, tanna mehochi, that we also see a brisa that explains Rabbeisi in this manner, and as the brisa states, moed Rabbeisi, and we continue on daf mem testament aleph, shem nata v'hivruch v'hirkev mutar, and clearly we see that Rabbeisi holds that zevzer gari is mutar, and ayin b'alim tesis on daf mem chesam beis, who is bothered by the lashon of the brisa and the lashon of Rabbi Yehuda and Rav that states moed Rabbeisi, where it's mashmur that is machlekes between Rabbeisi and the Tana Kama, as although Rabbeisi holds that it's also to plant his egois, that somehow there would be a sheet of chachamim that would be mutter to even plant his egois l'chatchila, and certainly that can't be the case. Ayin sham. Our Gemara now continues v'chitima shani le Rabbeisi ben shari sun laviz chachamim, and if you will want to explain that generally Rabbeisi holds zevzer gari mutter, as we find in the Mishnah Masechtas Olah, and even so, since the issa of Avedizar is so chomer, and as we know that Avedizar is not batal, and therefore specifically b'negei Avedizar, Rabbeisi holds that zevzer gari mutter, and that is why specifically in our Mishnah b'negei Avedizar, so Rabbeisi states afli rakus b'meisek shomim p'nishin neviyin esherusalem b'havolam lozevel and zevzer gari mutter. However, the Gemara continues that that can't be, as mishanele, as is it true that Rabbeisi is mechalal between the other isurin and the issa of Avedizar, but Tanya, but we learned to the brisa b'negei Avedizar that sadash is dabla b'zevel avidizkichavim, if a field was fertilized with the fertilizer of avidizara, and the chim parish and spatba b'kashini avidizkichavim, and similarly, if a cow is fattened using animal feed of avidizara, which is also ba'na, so we saw machlekes as tani chada, as one brisa toda, sada tizara and pari tishachait, and one would still be allowed to plant that field, and similarly, one would be able to shech this para and eat the para, and it must be that this tana holds that even though this benefit occurred through avidizara, and someone was even the isana, but ultimately, anything that you plant in the sada will actually grow not only based on the zevel, but also based on the kaka, which is mutar. Similarly, the value of this para is not only based on the food that you gave it from avedizara, but it's also based on other factors. And this tana holds that even though it is a case of avedizara, that we still say zevzer gerim is mutar. And we have another brisa which argues on this previous brisa, and this tana holds that zevzer gerim is asar, and therefore sada tibar, you should make sure to leave this sada fallow, and then you will re-fertilize this field with fertilizer as mutabanda, and only then would you be able to plant in this field. And similarly, para teraza, that prior to shechting this para, you have to wait until it loses its weight that it gained from eating the animal food of Avedizara. And based on these two brises, so the Gemara states, Maigla, have Harabesi v'Harabanan, that L'Cheru would seem to make sense that the first Brisa that says Zevzeh Gerim Mutar is going like the Sheet Harabesi holds B'negeya Ola, that Zevzeh Gerim Mutar, and not only does Rabesi hold that Zevzeh Gerim Mutar B'negeya other Yisurim, but he also holds that Zevzeh Gerim is Mutar, even B'negeya Avedizara, and therefore how can you explain that Rabesi in our Mishnah holds that B'negeya Avedizara, Zevzeh Gerim is Asa, and why is Rabesi say in our Mishnah that Afli Rakis B'Mesek Shamim, B'Pleish Shenevi and Esher Salem, B'Havlan L'Zevel? And before we continue, let us point out that the Brisa brought a case of Sadish Nizdavlo B'Zevel Yizkechavim, and a Parshin Spatma B'Kashini Avedizkechavim, and Ayin Rashi at the bottom of this Amid, Rashi gives a specific scenario where Zevel Avedizkechavim would be Asa B'Anah, and as Rashi states, Shebob Midam Parim V'Agolim and Eshchotim L'Avedizkechavim, and therefore this Zevel is Takrevis Avedizkechavim V'Asurim B'Anah, and Rashi explains that the reason why I'm giving this specific example, because Amma Zevel Zevel Yizkechavim in Nessa, as if Ruvi would say that this fertilizer should be for Avedizara, then it would not become Asa. And Kedutanian, as we learned in the Brisa, Daf Mem Dalid, in Hegdish L'Avedizkechavim, that the Issa Avedizara is not like Hegdish, and therefore it doesn't happen B'dibu Ba'alma. And Ayin Rashi, 14 lines from the top of the Amid, because Shini Avedizkechavim shall Takrevis Avedizkechavim Oisha Avdom, that either this animal fodder was Takrevis Avedizkechavim, or he actually worshipped this animal fodder. And keep in mind that when we explain the case of Hivruch V'Hirkiv, we explain this based on the first Pshat and Rashi on the top of the Mem Tesemet Aleph. Ayin Rashi brings another explanation in Lashon Acher, and Rashi doesn't like this explanation. However, Ayin Tesis in Dibur Maschil Shem Not V'Hivruch, where he actually likes the second Pshat of Rashi better than the first Pshat, Ayin Shom. Before we continue with the Gemara, let us keep in mind that ultimately the Gemara will come out that in the Chanami Rabbeisi holds then all cases Zevzeh Gerim is Mutar, and even by Avodah Zarah. However, right now the Gemara states Loi that you don't have any raya from this brisa, and certainly it's possible to say that although B'negeya Ola Rabbeisi holds Zevzeh Gerim Mutar, but even so B'negeya Avodah Zarah Rabbeisi holds Zevzeh Gerim Asar, and that is pshat in Rabbeisi and Mishnah. Even though in the brisa that we just brought of Sadish and Zdavlo B'zevel Avizchavim we were Tani Chada Sadati Zara and Parati Shachet, we clearly saw that even by a case of Avodah Zarah there is Manda Oma that holds that Zevzeh Gerim is Mutar. However, that Manda Oma is not necessarily Rabbeisi, and maybe it's a different Manda Oma, as we find a machlekes between Rabbi Leza and Rabbanon. As we will see, the Rabbi Leza holds Zevzeh Gerim is Asar, and therefore we can explain that when the Brisa stated Sadati Zara Parati Shachet, and even B'negei Avodah Zarah there's a Manda Oma that holds Zevzeh Gerim is Mutar, that is going like the Shita Chachamim. When the Brisa states Sadat Tibor Upar Tiraza, where we see that Zevzeh Gerim is Asar, that Brisa is like Rabbi Leza, and the Gemara states, hey Rabbi Leza Rabbanon, that which machlekes Rabbi Leza and Rabbanon are referring to as Elaim Rabbi Leza Rabbanon this are, as if you're going to say that we're referring to machlekes between Rabbi Leza and Rabbanon, B'negeya Sa'ar, and B'negeya Leavening Agent. And the Gemara will now try to bring a sheet of Rabbi Leza that we have in a Mishnah Masechtas Olah, where based on the explanation of Abaya, that we see Rabbi Leza holds that Zevzeh Gerim is Asar. And the Tanan, and as we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Olah, Sa'ar Shal Chul Mishal Truma Shenafal Otecha Isa, that if there's a leavening agent of Chulin, and there's a leavening agent of Truma that fell into a dough of Chulin, and neither the piece of yeast of Chulin or the piece of yeast of Truma by themselves would have caused this dough to rise. Now that we're starved together, so it caused the dough to rise. Rabbi Leza Ima Achachrin Arimba, and Rabbi Leza taught us that we always go based on the last one. And if this Chulin was last into the Isa, then the entire dough would still be considered Chulin. However, if the Sa'ar of Truma was placed into the dough last, then this dough would have a status of Truma. And as Rashi states, Achachrin Arimba, Oisi Shinafal Achrin Im Shal Chulin Nafal Achrin Bitala Sirisha Numutal Lazarim Vim Shal Truma Nafal Achrin Asal Lazarim. And the Mishnah Mesechus Chulin continues, Vecham Imim Bein Shinafal Issa Betchila Ubein Shinafal Issa Lubesayif Ein Asar, that Rabbanon hold that Zevzeh Gerim is Mutar, and therefore it doesn't make a difference if the Sa'ar of Chulin fell in last or the Sa'ar of Truma fell in last. In all cases, this dough would still be considered Chulin and would be Mutal Lazarim Ad Shehebei Kedei Lachametz, unless there was enough Sa'ar of Truma would have been able to make it Chametz by itself. As Tesis explains, Pirish Va'az Asa Afilu Yesh Behet Nami Kedei Lachametz, as Lamaisa is not Zevzeh Gerim, as there was enough Sa'ar of Truma to make this dough rise by itself. And at this point, since Rabbi Leza just stated Acha Achrin Aniba, therefore the Gemara does not yet have Raya that Rabbi Leza actually holds that Zevzeh Gerim is Asa, but the Gemara continues Va'amar Abaya, and Abaya explains the Shita Rabbi Leza that Leishano El Shekada Vesilikas Issa, that the only time that Rabbi Leza holds that if the Sa'ar of Chulin went in second, that this Sa'ar would be Mutal Azarim and would be considered Chulin is only if prior to the dough rising they already removed the Sa'ar of Truma, and therefore Acha Achrin Aniba Tani Ba, and we don't say Zev Zer Gerim is Asa, and what about Avalei Kodim Basilika Sa'isa Asa, but certainly if they would not have removed the Sa'ar of Chuma prior to this dough rising, and that even though the Sa'ar of Chulin was placed inside last, this dough would still be considered Chuma, as Rabbi Leza holds that Zev Zer Gerim is Asa. Therefore, the Gemara wants to explain that the previous brises that we had, Benegeya, Sadlish, and Zdavlo, Bezeval, Bezeval, Chavim, that is not going according to Rabbi Yesi and Rabbanon, and instead, when we said that it's Asa, that's going like the Shita Rabbi Leza, that Zev Zer Gerim is Asa. The previous brise that stated, Sadat Tizara, Para Tishachet, is going according to the Shita de Chachamim, hold that Zev Zer Gerim is Mutter. Ayin Tesis Dio Maschel, Achehe Be'issa Kadeh Lechamez, where Tesis bothered that Hechi Maes with Rabbanon, Zev Zer Gerim Mutter, that how can you say that the previous brise is going like Rabbanon, and we see that they hold Zev Zer Gerim Mutter, as Dilma Shanalu Ben Avid Chavim Lashari Surin, and it's possible that even these Rabbanon, that hold Benegea Chuma, that Zev Zer Gerim Mutter, that is only Benegea of the Yisurim, maybe in the brise of Sadashin Zdavlo Bezev Avid Chavim, which is discussing Avid Zara, even these Rabbanon that argue in Rabbi Leza Benegea the Din of Chuma, would also agree that in the case of Avid Zara, we would hold Zev Zer Gerim is Asar, and Ayin Tesis how he explains our Gemara. However, the Gemara continues that you can't tell me that we see from here that Rabbi Leza holds that Zev Zer Gerim is Asar, as your proof is only based on the explanation that Abaye gave in the Sheet of Rabbi Leza in the Mishnah Masechtas Arlah, and as the Gemara states, we might have time with Rabbi Leza could Abaye, and how do we know that the reasoning for Rabbi Leza is based on Abaye? Rabbi Leza would hold a Likad Masilah Kasa'issa is Asa, but Dilma time with Rabbi Leza Mashim Da'acha Achar Naniba, and maybe the reason for Rabbi Leza is based on a simple Svara that we always go based on what's put in last into this mixture. Igam be Surah Asa, Igam be Tira Mutta, Bain Salke, Bain Loy Salke, and Rabbi Leza is really not Mechalik between a case where the person took out the Sa'ar Chuma, or if he didn't take out the Sa'ar Chuma, as potentially Rabbi Leza holds that Zev Zer Gerim is Mutter, and as Rashi points out, Aval Hechad Nafalu B'Basachas, and that both the Sa'ar of Chulin and the Sa'ar of Chuma would have been placed into the dough at the same exact moment, then since we can't go Basad Achrein, then Rabbi Leza would hold that Zev Zer Gerim is Mutter. Gemara continues that Ein Chanami from the Mishnah Masechtas Arlah, we can't bring a Raya that Rabbi Leza holds Zev Zer Gerim is Asar, and therefore the Gemara states, Eli Rabbi Leza Rabbanon the Eitzim, that we're referring to the Machlekes between Rabbi Leza and Rabbanon, Benegei Eitzim of Avodah Zarah, and the Tanan, and as we will see in the next Mishnah, at the Tafel Daf Mem Tesam and Beis, Benegei Asherah, that the Tanakama teaches us, not only Mena Eitzim, Asurim Ba'na, if one remove branches from Asherah, then these branches are Asur Ba'na, and therefore, Hesek Ben Asatana, if someone heated up an oven, Tanakama teaches us, Chodesh Yutatz and Yashin Yutan, that if it was a brand new oven, in those days, the first time that he heated up the oven, then it hardened up, and therefore, the Issa Ana caused this oven to be completed, be strengthened forever. There would be no way to get rid of the Issa from this oven, and therefore you'd have to break the oven. However, if this oven was previously hardened and it was considered a Yashan, then you'd have to cool down this oven, and once you cool it down, then you'd be able to use this oven to bake bread, and there would be no problem and no Issa. And the Mishnah continued that if someone used this brand new oven, and even if he already cooled it down, or he used an old oven that was not yet cooled down, the oven was still hot from the Eitzim of Avodah Zarah, off of Baisa Pas, Asur Ba'ana, so if someone would bake bread in this oven, then the bread would be Asur Ba'ana, and this Avra Ba'chiris, Nayin Tesis, who brings a Machlekes, with some Agiris, and this Avra Ba'chiris, Ba'chiris Ba'chiris, that cool in Asur Ba'ana, that if this bread got mixed up with other loaves of bread, and then those loaves of bread once again gets mixed up with other loaves of bread, even though generally there's a din of Bittul Barayv, but Benegei Avodah Zarah, there is no such din, and therefore they would all be Asur Ba'ana, and keep in mind, as the Gemara will explain, that certainly the Tanakama holds that Zev Zer Gerim Asar, this bread wasn't only baked using the heat that was generated from the Asherah wood, but it was also baked using the heat that was generated from non-Asherah firewood and firewood of Heter, and certainly this Tana holds that Zev Zer Gerim is Asar. The Mishnah on Amud Beis continues, that Rabbi Leza Ima, Yoel Chana Liyam HaMelech, Rabbi Leza holds that there is an Eitzah, and this bread doesn't have to be Asar Ba'na, as one could take the money that is the value of the firewood of Isar and throw it into the Yam HaMelech, that would remove any issa from this bread, and clearly Rabbi Yisi holds that if one would not be Yoel Chanol Yam HaMelech, then this bread would be Asar, and therefore we see that Rabbi Leza also holds that Zev Zer Gerim is Asar, and therefore it's possible to say that in the brisa that stated Sadash Shin Zdavlo Bezevel Vizchavim, that Sada Tibar Upar Tiraza, that could be going like Rabbi Leza that holds Zev Zer Gerim Asar, and not necessarily like Rabbi Yisi. And although the next part of the Gemara is not relevant to the Raya of the Gemara, but the Gemara continues quoting from the Mishnah of Mem Testament Beis, that Amuloy, the Chacham respond to Rabbi Leza, Ein Pidin L'Avedis Kechavim, that your Eitz of Yoel Chanel Yam Melech is not relevant, as Yisrael cannot be paid to Avedis Zara. The Gemara now continues, argues that although you just showed me that this sheet of Rabbi Elazar certainly holds that Zevzeh Garim Asa, certainly it's possible to explain that the time of the Brisa that previously stated that Sadashin is Dabu Bezevah Bezkichavim, that Sadah Tibar and the Paratiraza is going like Rabbi Elazar. However, you still did not show me who the sheet of the Rabbanon would be and hold that even Benigay Avedizara, that Zevzeh Garim is Mutar, and as the Tana stated, Sadah Tizara and Paratishachet, and as the Gemara continues, Rabbanon the Pligilad Rabbi Elazar Maninu, where do we find the sheet of Chachamim that would be Chalik on Rabbi Elazar and would hold that even Benigay Avedizara, we would hold that Zevzeh Garim is Mutar, and the Gemara explains further, as Ilim Rabbanon the Eitzim, as if you're going to say that this is referring to the sheet of Rabbanon in the Mishnah Daf Mem Tesla Beis that we just brought, but certainly that's not true, as Achmuri Machmuri, that they even more Machmen than Rabbi Elazar, and as we previously explained, that Rabbanon certainly hold that Zevzeh Garim Asar, they don't even have an Eitzel of Yil Chanol Yama Melech. The Gemara continues, El Rabbanon Desar, if you're going to want to explain that the Tana of the Brisa that stated that even B'negei Avei Desar, Zevzeh Garim is Mutar, and as the Brisa stated, Sadat Tizar and Parati Shachet, referring to the Rabbanon that we saw, B'negei Asar of Truma and Asar of Chulin, where the Rabbanon stated, Bein Shenafal Asar Betchilo, Bein Shenafal Isla B'saif, Eina Asar, as Zevzeh Garim is Mutar. L'chir, we have no proof that Rabbanon would actually hold that Zevzeh Garim is Mutar, even B'negei Avei Desar, as Eima Deshamel Rabbanon Mekilu B'saar, as where do we see the Rabbanon hold Zevzeh Garim Mutar, is only B'negei Asar of Truma. However, B'vizchavim, Mimekili, but B'negei Avei Desar, who said the Rabbanon would be Mekel, B'negei Avei Desar, the Rabbanon would hold that Zevzeh Garim is Asar. And because of this question, so the Gemara now states, El Ilam Harabesi V'harabanon, and therefore it must be that the Tana that we saw that holds that even B'negei Avei Desar, we would say Zevzeh Garim is Mutar, must be going like Rabbesi, just like Rabbesi held B'negei Olar, that Zevzeh Garim is Mutar, he also holds that the same would apply B'negei Avei Desar, and he won't be Machmer by Avei Desar, and he would still hold Zevzeh Garim is Mutar, and that's why in the Brisa of Sadashin is Dabal B'Zevav is Chavim, holds Sadat Zara and Parati Shachet, and the Tani Idach of that Brisa is going like the Shita Chacham in our Mishnah that holds Zevzeh Garim is Asar. And Lemais at this point, the Gemara still has one problem, as in our Mishnah, Rabbesi stated, Aploi Rakas B'Moisek Shamim, and it seems that at least B'negei Avei Desar, Rabbesi holds that Zevzeh Garim is Asar. Our Gemara now explains, Rabbesi L'Divrei and Rabbanon Kamalhu, really Rabbesi holds that Zevzeh Garim is Mutar, and in our Mishnah, he was only responding to Rabbanon L'Shitasam, and as the Gemara explains, Rabbesi stated, L'Didi Zevzeh Garim Mutar, certainly according to my Shita, I agree with you that one can plant Yerakas underneath an Asherah tree during Yemoisek Shamim, even B'negei Avei Desar, I hold that Zevzeh Garim is Mutar, however L'Didchu Damrisu Zevzeh Garim is Asar, but according to your own Shita, that you hold that Zevzeh Garim is Asa, so Oidali Mias Afirakis B'Moisek Shamim, then you should be minded to me that the case of our Mishnah is a case of Zevzeh Garim, Pnesha and Nevi and Asher Salem, Vahavalan Lezevel, and part of the growth of these vegetables will come from fertilizer Avei Desara. Therefore, according to your Shita, one should not be allowed to plant vegetables underneath an Asher tree during the winter. And as the Bach states, Nichta Bitsidai Pirish, Oidali Lisferasi, the Zevzeh Garim, the Issahu, and Mishamachi Afirakis B'Moisek Shamim Asar. The Gemara explains, Rabbanon, the reason why the Rabbanon do not agree with the question of Rabbesi, because although it's true that Rabbanon hold that Zevzeh Garim is Asa, however, as we saw on the bottom of that Mem Chesam Abayz, Ked Am Rab Mori B'Rid Rav Kana, Mashem Mashpiach Ba'ar Pagim Basa, Hachri Nami Mashem Mashpiach B'Neviya Pagim B'Tzeel, and there is no Zevzeh Garim, as the benefit received from the fertilizer of Avodah Zarah is counteracted and counterbalanced by the shade of the Asherah during the winter, which is detrimental to the growth of these Yerakais, and therefore it's not a case of Zevzeh Garim, and that's why Rabbanon hold that it will be mutter to plant Yerakais underneath an Asherah during the winter. And our Gemara continues, Amr Yehuda Mishmuel Haloch Krabesi, that Rabbi Yehuda states in the name of Shmuel, that we pass on Krabesi, and even B'negei Avei Desara, Zevzeh Garim is mutter. And the Gemara continues, How Ginsa this Davel B'Zevel Davei Zechavim, that there was a garden that was fertilized by the Zevel of Zechavim, and Shalach Rab Amram Kamed Rabesiv, and Rab Amram sent the Shaila to Rabesiv, and Amalei and Rabesiv responded, Hachi Amr Yehuda Mishmuel Haloch Krabesi, and as Rashi states, that even B'negei Avei Desara, the Zevzeh Garim is mutter. Before we continue, let us point out that Ridva Mesechus Psachim on Daf Chafavim Beis states, even though we just stated that Rabbi Yisi holds that even B'negei Avei Desara, Zevzeh Garim is muta, that Yesh Imrim D'lo'ilim Le'amina Zevzeh Garim muta, Elke Kshishnei Garimin Eisen Pulim Achas, Avalim Enam Eisen Pul Achas, Aval Pisha Pailim B'dov Echad, Chag Garim Choshev, V'lefikach Asher Shizorin Tachter B'im Eisech Hamah, and therefore if someone plants underneath an Asherah during the summer, V'arei Ezraim Nenam Mitzila, and these vegetables receive a benefit from the shades of the tree during the summer, which is a Dovah Asa, and even though the vegetables vegetables are receiving a benefit from the ground, which is not asur, but even Rabbi Yisi would agree that in that case we would not say zev zegerim is mutar, and all would agree that would be asur, as he explains that both of these items are causing different benefits to the vegetation. Therefore, even Rabbi Yisi would agree that the klal of zev zegerim mutar would not apply, and ayin tesis on daf mem chesam beis as well, ayin shum, but ayin ritva in our sugya, he clearly disagrees, and he states, umil Rabbi Yisi zerin afilu chachila yurakos bein b'maisechama bein b'maisech shomim ayin shum. And we continue on daf mem chesam beis, and we continue with the new Mishnah, and we just actually saw this Mishnah brought down on Amud Aleph. The Mishnah teaches us that we previously learned that Ashir is asur ba'na, and therefore the Mishnah tells us not to mena itzim asurim ba'na, that if someone takes branches off of an Asherah tree, then even though it's removed from the Asherah, the branches would still be asur ba'na, and therefore hesek ben satana im chodesh yutatz vim yashin yutzan. And as we explain in Amud Aleph, that if you heated up this tana, then if the oven is brand new, then you would have to shatter the oven, and if it was an older oven and it was already hardened, and once the oven cools down, you would be able to use this oven to bake bread. However, the Mishnah continues, offer by a pass asur ba'na, and it's arab ba'chiris. And as we mentioned from Tesis, that others are gurus, ba'chiris ba'chiris, kulon asur ba'na. If you bake bread in this oven, and if it was a new oven, then it doesn't make a difference if this new oven cooled down, and even if it was already used multiple times, since the firewood of the ashira was put into the oven and heated up the oven, or if one baked bread in an older oven, which was still hot from the ashira firewood, then there's a chumr b'negei avodah zarah, that all this bread would be asur ba'na. And similarly, if this batch of bread gets mixed up with another batch of bread, and lefi one gersa entices, even if this next batch of bread gets mixed up with another batch of bread, then all of these breads would still be asur ba'na. And Rabbi Elazar ima yodchan al yam melech, and Rabbi Elazar says that even though this bread would be asur ba'na, but there is an etzah, and you could take the value of the firewood and you could throw it into the yam melech, and that would be mevatel any avodah zarah that was in this oven. Therefore, the bread would be mutar ba'na. And we explain this point based on Rashi and Amud Aleph, and Ayin Tesis on Amud Aleph, the Maskel Yodel Chanel Yam Melech, as Perish Bekutris, to me Atze Issa. And Tesis points out, Mashmo Lukachte Apas Mutaris, the Koshid Im Kain, Afil Blanus Arvin Nami Yesh Lahatia, by Lechas Hanosa Eitzim, and Lucher, this Eitzah should even be available to someone, even if it's not relevant to the pass, and even if someone wants the Lechatchilo be Mabatal Issa from the oven, they should be able to be Yodel Chanel Yam Melech, Lukach Nur Lefarish, and therefore Tesis explains that Nosa Pass, that when Rabbi Yisi stated Yodel Chanel Yam Melech, he was referring to the Noah of the pass and not to the firewood. Therefore, v'nichud le'polig Rabbi Elazar b'reisha chodesh yutatz lahate lohil chanos eitzim shehusik ben l'yam melech ayin sham. And the Mishnah tells us amru loy that the Chum responded to Rabbi Elazar that ain pin l'avidus kichovim, that this eitzah is not a valid eitzah, as you can't be poyd avidus zara. And our Mishnah will now continue and bring a second case where we'll see the same machlekes between the Chacham and Rabbi Yisi. The Gemara will explain why the Mishnah needed both of these cases, and the Mishnah will now discuss an item called a kaka, which was the chip of wood that a weaver used to use in order to straighten the threads of the warp, and think of this as a guitar pick. And the Mishnah now continues that we stated that Ashir is asur ba'na, and therefore similarly not only mena kaka asur ba'na, that if you take a chip of wood to use as a pick, then it will be asur ba'na, and therefore arig b'yis ha-beged asur ba'na, if you use this pick in order to help you to weave a beged, then the beged will be asur ba'na. Once again, the Mishnah teaches us nesar b'achirim 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 kulin asurim ba'na, and Rishash points out that according to the gersa that we brought from Rabbeinu Tam and the gersa that we previously had at the beginning of the Mishnah, that nesar b'achirim and we weren't gerus b'achirim b'achirim, so also in this case we would not be gerus b'achirim b'achirim, and we would only be gerus nesar b'achirim kulin asurim ba'na. Once again, in this case in the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar gives an etzah that yelich hanol yam melech, and once again amru loy that the Chum responds to Rabbi Elazar that ain poydin lavidus kichovim. Before we begin with the Gemara, let us point out that Taisus Maseches Yevamos on the Pe'al from the base points out that when Rabbi Elazar stated Yoyel Chanol Yam Melech, Rabbeinu Shmuel Pirisham Duha Din B'chol Yisurin, that this Eitz of Rabbi Elazar is not Dafka by Avodah Zarah, and this would work for all Yisurin in the Torah. And Zok Taisus V'Nir Dafka Gav Avodah Kichovim Isle Hachi Mishum the Tefeses Damer Uchshamel Chanor Nira Kiilu Helech Issa Ayin Sham. And Taisus then continues that even B'negei Avodah Zarah, this Kul of Rabbi Elazar was specifically in the case of our Mishnah, and as Taisus says, Ba'odei Shlofarish the Dafka B'Tana Shesikur Ba'atzar Avodah Kichovim Va'ofer Beis Apas V'Notam Mena Kaka Ba'arig Beis Abeged Aminon Yel Chanol Yam Mel Kishin Sariv. And Taisus explains that the reason is Lefi She'im Amoshes HaIsa Be'en, but if the is Eitzah would actually be Be'en, then this Eitzah would not work, even B'negei Abedi Zara. And our Gemara now begins, V'tzricha, and our Mishnah had to teach us that there's machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Leza, both B'negei, the branches of Abedi Zara, as well as the chips of Abedi Zara, the Iashmina Kamaisa, as if the Mishnah would only tell us the first case of the Mishnah and the case of the branches of Asherah. So we would have a hamina that's only in this case where Beleza states that's possibly be pleaded once this bread is baked and completed, so the fuel of Isser is no longer around as it was already consumed. But the pick, which is still around even after the beged was completed, so maybe Beleza would agree to Rabbanon and therefore the Mishnah had to tell us that Beleza argues that even b'degei kaka, similarly the ashmin and kaka, and if the mission would only give the case of the pick, one may have a hamina b'hakam rabbanon. It's only in this case where the pick is still around that the rabbanon stated in pidin la'avedis kichavim avol pas in midle rabbeleza. But b'degei pas, maybe the rabbanon would also agree to rabbeleza that since the firewood of issa and the heat of issa is no longer around, so maybe we would allow someone to be yirli chanol yam melech, and therefore tzricha. So that's why the mishnah had to teach us rabbeleza and chachamim argue in both of these cases. And the Gemara continues, Amr Abchiyu Breda Rabba Nachmani, Amr Abchista Amr Ziri, Halach Krabbeleza, that Halach follows Rabbeleza, that Yil Chanoli Al Melech, and Ikad Amri, and others have a version that Amr Abchista Amuli Ababar Abchista, Hachi Amr Ziri, Halach Krabbeleza. Once again, he passes like Rabbeleza, that Yil Chanoli Al Melech. The Gemara continues that even though we just passing like Rabbeleza, and we will make all that Yil Chanoli Al Melech, but Amr Abadaba Hava, Leishon Al Pass, that this Kula only applies Benegea Pass, and as Rashi states, Meshum as you can't recognize any Isser in the past, as the mice of the fuel was already consumed. Similarly, once a person has a beged, then no one sees the actual kaka, as the kaka was just used in order to make the beged, but it's not in the beged itself. Therefore, we're makel that Yilcha Nol Yam Melech. However, Avo Chavis Loi, but this kula would not be available b'negeya barrel of Yayin Nesech. As Rashi states, Avo Chavis Shal Yayin Nesech, Shin Avi B'Chavis Shal Heta, Kul Nasirus Bano, this tekon of Rebbe Leza is not available. And as Rashi states, "Ve'in lo takana by leches hanolu yam melech lahatel v'limacha kol chavis lebada oy lahashkus mehen lechamar ma'idik chavim mishum de iser leiser be'inei." As the mice of this iser is still be'en, as the yayin nesech is actually asar. However, Rashi explained that there still is an itza. Avol meichin kulan chutzmin be yayin nesech be'en the hashkulei misani mechavis de isura. But you could sell all the barrels of wine to a guy, and you will discount the price based on the amount of yayin nesech that's within this mixture. And this way, you won't be receiving any hanah from the yayin. However, the Gemara tells us Rav Chista Amma filu chavis mutaris, and Rav Chista argues and he holds that this Eitza of Yael Chanol Yam Melech is also available b'negei barrel of Yayin Esech that got mixed up with other barrels of wine that were mutar. And as the Gemara continues with the story with Rav Chista, in order to show that Rav Chista actually passed in this way halach l'maisa, and as the Gemara states, Ahu gavur this arli chavita de Yayin Esech b'chamrei, this story actually occurred where a person's barrel of Yayin Esech got mixed up with other barrels of wine, and also kamei Rav Chista. And he went in front of Rav Chista to ask a shayla, and Amr Rav Chista stated, "Shkarl abezuzi shtei benara v'nishri lach that you should take four zuz and you should throw it into the Yam HaMelech, and then all of these barrels of wine would be mutter." Ayin Rashi, who seems to hold that even according to Rav Chista, it would not be mutter to actually drink this wine, and would only be mutter bana. And as Rashi states, "V'nishri lach bana l'machron levad levad," and you'd be able to sell each individual barrel to a guy, and you wouldn't have to take off for the dmei yayin esech. And Rashi continues and gives another etza. Or the Jew himself could use it as a detergent for laundry, or he could give it to drink to Goyim. And Ayin Rashi, who explains why a sugya is different than the sugya on Daf Ayin Dalam and Aleph, where there's a machlekes between Rab Shimon Gamliel and Rabbanan, and we won't discuss this point as it is not really the basis of our sugya. And we continue with the new Mishnah, and let us keep in mind that certainly Yisrael cannot be mevatla v'edizara, and the Mishnah states ketsum mevatla that how would one be mevatla nashirav v'edizara, and the Mishnah tells us that a guy would be kirsim or zirid would not be menomakal or shavit and afilo ale hareza bitla, that if a guy pruned or trimmed the tree or he removed the stick or he removed the twig from the tree or even if he removed the leaf from the tree and he did this for his own purposes and not in order to make this tree nicer or to help the tree grow better, then certainly if it would have been his avedizara he would not do so, and therefore we see that he's been vatalis avedizara. And the Mishnah continues shipa litzarcha asura that if he shaved the tree and he did it for the benefit of the Avedizara, then certainly it would still be Asar. If the reason why he shaved the tree is not for the benefit and the beautiful purification of this Aved Zara, and instead it was either done for his own purposes or both for his purpose as well as for the Aved Zara, then it would be considered a bittul of this Asherah. And Ayin Taisi Yantiv, who's bothered, that was the Chiddush of the Sefer of the Mishnah, and therefore he explains that the Sefer of the Mishnah is actually an explanation of the previous point of the Reisha, and the Sefer is just telling us that when the Reisha taught us that you can be mevatel Aved Zara, that is only when a Shifa Shalei Lutzarcha, and then it's Mutaris. But if the Goy did any of these acts in order to beautify the Aved Zara and the Asherah, then certainly it would still be Asa, and this would not be considered a bittul of Aved Zara. And our Gemara begins that the Mishnah stated Shifa Lutzarcha Asura, and the Gemara asks, Eishin Shapoyim Mata Elein, that these shavings that you remove from the tree, what would be Alocha, and would they be Mutabana or Asabana, and Pligi Bar Rav Huna V'chir Bar Rav, as Chad Am Asurin V'chad Am Mutarin. And the reason why we would hold that these shavings are Mutar is because the Goy will actually throw away these chips, and he won't actually worship these chips, and therefore he was mevatel these chips. And the Gemara continues, Tanya Kamanda Am Mutarin, and we have a Brisa that specifically states, like the Manda Amma that said that these chips would be Mutar, the Tanya, as we learned to the Brisa, if you come Sheshifa, if you come with Tzarchoi, he be Shafel Mutarin, that if a Goy shaves off chips from an Asherah for his own purposes and his own needs, then he was mevatel of the Asherah, and therefore the tree itself, as well as the chips, would be Mutar Ba'na. However, the Tzarcha, if he did in order to beautify the Asherah, then he Asura, then the tree is still Asa Ba'na. However, Shafel Mutarin, but since he won't be using these chips, therefore they are Batal, and therefore they are Mutar Ba'na, like the Manda Amma that stated in Mutarin, and the Brisa states, V'Yisrael Sheshipa V'Yischavim, Bein Lutzarcha, Bein Lutzarcha, he V'Shafel Asurin, but since the Yisrael cannot be Mevatel V'Yischavim, therefore there wouldn't be enough Kamina, and it wouldn't make a difference if the Yisrael actually shaved off these chips for his own needs or for the Aved Zara. In all cases, there wouldn't be any bittul, and therefore the Asherah, as well as its chips, would still be Asubana. And before we continue, let us point out that we previously saw in Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, a machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, b'negia Aved Zara, that was Nishtaber Me'alel, and the Pashtus, our Gemara, is a repeat of that Gemara, and instead of there being a machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, our machlekes will be between Rav and Shmuel. However, I and the Mefarshim that want to be Mechali between our Sugya and that Sugya, I and Shom, and our Gemara tells us that by Aved Chavim Shin Shtaber Me'alel, Rav Amud Tzarech Levatel Kol Kisim V'Kisim, and as Rashi states, Afal Pishin Shtaber Me'alel Tzricha Bittol, that even though this Aved Zara broke by itself, there's still a requirement to be Mevatel it, and as we'll see, that certainly Rav holds that even L'Shvarim, and therefore every single piece becomes its own Aved Zara, and as Rashi states, Hilkach Le'Sagil Chab B'Tula D'Chavrei, and you have to Mevatel every single individual piece. And our Gemara continues with Shmuel Amar Aved Chavim Eina B'Tela El Derech Dilasa, that Aved Zara is only going to be Bottle if it broke in the normal course of its growth. And an example of an Aved Zara that breaks in its normal course of its growth is when a leaf falls off an Asherah, as it's normal for leaves to fall off of a tree. And before the Gemara explains the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, the Gemara is bothered with the entire sheet of Shmuel, as Adi Rabbah, and the Gemara is that L'Chir Pumfa Karet, Derech Dilasa Mim Mevatla, that certainly if something breaks in its normal course, and for example when a leaf falls off an Asherah, then certainly that will not be a bitl of an Aved Zara. And how could Shmuel make a statement and therefore the Gemara explains that that's not what Shmuel meant, and Shmuel meant as follows, that if an Aved Zara breaks on its own, then certainly that is considered bittul, and the only time that it would not be considered bittul is only when it broke by itself, and it broke derech dilasa, and for example if a leaf fell off an ashira, then certainly that would not be mevatel ashira. But in the standard case of Aved Chavim Shenishtaber Me'alel, then Shmuel is chelek on Rav, and he holds that the Aved Zara would be bottle. And as the Gemara previously brought a svara, the Meima Oma Iyin Afshalei Matzla Lahu Gavra Matzlei, that certainly if the Aved Zara can't save itself, then it won't be able to save me. And therefore, even initially, when this Goy made this into an Aved Zara, he actually intended that if it would actually break at some point, then it shows that it was not really an Aved Zara, and therefore it was bottle of Mafreya. Now that the Gemara understands the words of Shmuel, so the Gemara now wants to understand the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, and the Gemara states, Leim b'hakamifri, let us say that the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel is as follows, the mas savra oivin l'shvarim, as Rav holds that oivin k'chavim would be oivin to broken pieces of Aved Zara, and therefore you still have to be mevatel this Aved Zara, with mas savra oivin l'shvarim, and Shmuel holds that a goy would not serve shvarim, and once this Aved Zara broke, therefore the Aved Zara is batal, and there's no requirement to be mevatel it. However, the Gemara explains, loi, the kuli alma oivin l'shvarim, that certainly it could be that even Shmuel agrees to Rav, then generally they would be oivim l'shvarim, and if it would only break into one piece, then certainly there would be a requirement to be mevatel it. However, v'hacha b'shivei shvarim k'mifli, and our machlekes is in a case where there were broken pieces, and then those broken pieces once again broke, and masav b'shivei shvarim asurin, and Rav hold that even the broken pieces of broken pieces are asar, and masav b'shivei shvarim mutarin. However, Shmuel holds that a goy would not serve shivei shvarim, and therefore the shivei shvarim would be mutar. And Ayin Rashi, who explains that based on the lashon of Rav, that we see that he was discussing shivrei shvarim, and as Rashi states, v'hacha de ka'amar Rav kol kisim v'kishayim lashon shivrei shvarim ka'amar kagoyin de shtabu shvarim l'shvarim. And although Shmuel agrees to Rav b'negayah shivrei avedis keichavim, however with shivrei shvarim who de pligi Shmuel l'vayu, and Shmuel is only chelak on Rav b'negayah shivrei shvarim. And the Gemara continues v'yibayisema, and if you want to, you could explain the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel as follows: as certainly both Rav and Shmuel agree that shvarim would be asar, as certainly the goyim will even l'shvarim, and similarly as the Gemara states, the kula amar shivrei shvarim mutarin, that even Rav agrees to Shmuel that shivrei shvarim are going to be mutar, as avi kichavim is not going to be oivid shivrei shvarim, and v'hacha ba'avidus kichavim shal chulyus uvehedish shiachal achzir kamifli, and the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel is in a very specific case when avidus zara was made out of sections and then it broke into pieces, and as Rashi states that would be considered like shivrei shvarim, but l'maisa you don't need a professional to put this back together, and it could even be put together by a hadyet. And if this avodah zara that was made of sections fell and it broke by itself, so masav akivin the hadyet yachlach zira lebatla, Rav holds that since a hadyet could put this avodah zara back together, so certainly the guy was not mevatel this avodah zara, and therefore it would still be asur banar. And masav and Shmuel holds ein avodah chavim betela el derech de lasa, that the only time that there would be a requirement to be mevatel a piece of avodah chavim is only in the case of a leaf that falls off an asherah, and since it fell in the normal course of its growth, so therefore certainly it's not considered batal, and you have to remember batal it. However, in our case, since it actually broke, even though it would be very easy to put it back together, but halav gedei lasahi ve'ein tzrichli batal, but in our case, since l'maisah z'avizor broke by itself, so even though it's easy to put back together, but l'maisah once it broke into multiple pieces, and generally is not normal for avizor to fall and to break into pieces, therefore the goy would be mevatal it, and l'chayur this would be based on the original svara that the goy would say that the avodah zara can't protect itself, and therefore certainly it wouldn't be able to protect me, and therefore it would be batal. And I in the last Rashi before the end of the parak, Rashi states el derkid lasa kashikayama kagoyin neviyah de masisin, similar to the leaves of a mishnah, the shivrei shvarim hein, and that's considered shivrei shvarim shenefil ala acha ala, as one leaf falls after the other, imkein ha'ala atzma mishtabel kamishvarim v'afilu achi asa mishun derkid lasa hi, and the hainu urchel kol shasa, as every year the leaves of a tree falls off. And also Ayin Rashi Dibu Maschaloi de Kula Alma Ivn Lishvarim, and Rashi states in Shtabim Elein, and therefore Shmuel would hold that it'd still be Asubana. And Rashi is bothered that we saw in Daf Mem Aleph Min Aleph that Shmuel stated that Afilu Shiva Evichav Mutarim Ba Nala Maitzan, which L'Chayr is Seisa the Din of Shmuel at Agamara. And Rashi is Mechalik as Hasam Hud Lechazin Lod in Shtabim Elein, and therefore Aminon Evichav Shavron Vazlina Basruba, the Ha'av while our Gemara is referring to a case where we know that this Avodah Zarah was Nishtab Me'alel, and it is specifically in this case, Shmuel holds that since we know Bevadai that was Nishtab Me'alel, and since he holds that Oivdun L'Shvarim, and that's why Shmuel would hold that our Sugya, the Shvarim would be Asur Banah. However, Ayin Rashi on Daf Mem Aleph Min Aleph B'Tzarach Biyar, and Hadron Loch Kalat Slomim, Hadron Loch Kalat Slomim, Hadron Loch Kalat Slomim, and we will stop over here.